how we see this, hear this, receive and maintain this. Now. This now is our life, this moment. Not this moment because we're here in the Zen Center, but this moment here, this life. It's the most ordinary, and this most ordinary is most wondrous. And our opportunity of being this moment is what we get to appreciate, to taste. So I use an expression for the Book of Precepts, the talks in the, that I gave in the 1990s, Ordinary Life, Wondrous Life. Choco's new book or collection of talks, Ordinary Wonder. Ordinary. Ordinary is this opportunity of Zazen, of Zazening, of our life. Our life means your life, my life, the life of everyone you meet. Not just the life, so-called, of this individual, but life of this whole universe that we are. And our Zazening is not to get us something else, but to allow us to experience for ourselves, realize for ourselves who, what this is, to manifest as our life. It is because we are this wondrous, this, if I use the word, self-nature, that we are this inconceivably wondrous, if we use even, because of that, that we're able to practice, even struggle, attain, realize, manifest, be this that we are, that is this ordinary life, this life that we encounter from morning to night, is this, if I use other words, everlasting Dharma that manifests. So Zazening is very simple, whether it's informal, in the formal sitting, or at other times in our day. And yet, it sometimes seems very difficult. Difficult to discover and be what is so for us. Difficult to discover and notice how much, how often, when this is not so for us. Not so for us, not because it's not so, but because of what we are doing to miss what we can't miss, to miss right here. Miss, and yet many ways, traditions that can support and nurture us, our life practice, our particular practice in the midst of the conditions and circumstances that we find ourselves. And each of us are in the midst of different conditions, circumstances. How do we respond or react to the seeming mistakes of life, others, ourselves, the difficulties of being born, dying each moment, the difficulties that we have with ongoing changing includes what seems to us to be the wrongs, the brutalities that we see in the world, in others that are part of our life or at a distance, in the conditions that aren't going the way we want. That's our opportunity, and more than opportunity, that's the nature of this ongoing changing. To notice, if I call it, hindrances that we believe. Hindrances that make me not do, keep me from. See, it's always right here now. The Heart Sutra, which we just had, no hindrance, therefore no fear. And yet, fears arise, yet hindrances appear. Yet no hindrance, therefore no fear. Far beyond deluded thoughts. Not somewhere else out there that you're going to find the far beyond. It's in allowing and even noticing, practicing with, if I say it with, zazening with, so-called deluded thoughts arising, so-called holding to deluded emotions, deluded in the sense of inaccurate, inaccurate in the sense of blinding us to what's so, blinding us because of what we believe and hold. Reactions, attachments. Always. This is the reason a reason we recite sutras, recite the Heart Sutra, and so forth, is to remind us in the reciting, but remind us when it arises, when we are living reactions and attachments, caught, self-centered delusions, if we use that word. Those are just words. No, not important to know those words except that they enable us to do what's called for right here. Do what's available to us right here. And the signal, if I use that word, is when we're feeling the reaction, feeling the, I don't like, this hurts, this isn't the way it should be. And to notice and see what is my practice right here, what is skillful to enable me to inhabit this moment. To be, if I use the word, right here, now, this nirvana. Of course, nirvana makes us think it's somewhere else, but nirvana is never anywhere else. Being just this, that's what zazen is. And zazeni, to live the bodhisattva that we are, to manifest this prajnaparamita. So, even just saying it in the Heart Sutra is the opportunity to manifest this. Even if just this moment when we say it is just this moment, prajnaparamita, no hindrance, therefore no fear. No hindrance, or hindrance, hindrance, hindrance. Oh, this hindrance. Oh, that hindrance. Oh, this fear. Ah! All those are simply our ordinary life opportunities to do what's called for. If you want to say to notice the splinter and use the needle to take the splinter out, then put aside the needle, put aside the splinter, even the splinter itself, no problem. It's simple cause and effect. So the very ordinariness of getting a splinter is the wondrous of the life. And no splinters, there's just this ordinary life. I was saying to someone earlier today, and I've said this before, this was someone who has a Catholic background. There's, for those of you who are Catholic, I have no Catholic or Christian background, as you know. So I'll say something else to feed my background. But first, in the Catholic background, this coming week, I think is so-called Good Friday. And, that commemorates, I suppose is the word to use, or celebrates Jesus's being on the cross. And of course, Romans putting people on crosses was what they did. That was the way they treated people who they, for some reason or other, wanted to get rid of. So there were hundreds of crosses all over where the Romans would crucify people. So Jesus was there with, there were two criminals on either side of him. In fact, there were probably lots more as well, but let's say that's the way the Christian Bible puts it. And there's a text that often is translated, today you will be in paradise with me, in English, translated from the Greek. And it's seen as something, oh, that's going to happen after we die on the cross, then we're going to go to paradise. Of course, that assumes that what's going to happen. But, and I'll give credit. This came from Soen Roshi, who talked about he had a friend, Father Maxima, who was a Orthodox priest who paid attention to the Orthodox text. And he said in the original text that it really could just as well be written in translated into English as today you are in paradise, or now as we're hanging right here, this here now is this ordinary life is this wondrous life. Right here now is nirvana. Far beyond deluded thoughts, this is nirvana. Not somewhere else. If, as we are far, when we are far beyond deluded thoughts, in the midst of the deluded thoughts, right here, man. Paradise, nirvana, hanging on the cross. In the midst of hanging on the cross is nirvana, not somewhere else. And the cross is the cross of all the self-centeredness that we hold on to. Or, in the Jewish tradition, of course, the whole story of that part of Jesus' life occurs during Passover. And Passover is all about letting go of the puffed upness, ceasing to have the self in the food, which is called chometz, or risen bread, if you say it literally, but instead Passover is about being the letting go of the self airs that we puff up our dough with, and simple matzah, which is the plain, ordinary wheat and water, plain, ordinary, unrisen, no, letting go of this ego, or ceasing to be entangled in it. So it's coming and going is just the ordinary life, coming and going, this wondrous life that we are. Then, right here, right now, you get to manifest the bodhisattva and to serve all the beings, even those circumstances that are ordinarily seen as hindrances, as to be feared, as deluded thoughts, emotions, reactions, right here now. Thanks for everything. No complaints whatsoever, to pick up that phrase. So please all be zazening right here now. Be this nirvana right here now. Be this bodhisattva manifesting the universe for all beings that you encounter, your life that you manifest. Thank you.